I don't think I have sattva do swadhyaya more, but I like to preach. Will it cause any problem if I become a brahmachari? Because brahmachari needs to be more connected to shabda. There are different kinds of preaching. So preaching, if we like to study shastra, then we can ask to study shastra very deeply. And then we can teach shastra accordingly. We have the shastra and bhakti and love. We can be deeply connected to shastra and study shastra and teaching shastra. But there are different kinds of preaching. Most preaching requires more of ability to communicate basic concepts in an intelligible and appealing way. So that may not require very deep knowledge of shastra. So one can definitely preach, but the important thing is, if one has to be a brahmachari, one should be connected with shabda in the sense that one should have a higher taste. The spirit sound vibration is one of the strongest ways, in one of the most accessible ways in which you can get higher taste in a strong way. So we should have some taste, some higher taste which protects us from the lower tastes in coming from our mind and coming from the world. So if we have some service which we feel inspired to do and to do it lifelong, then we can definitely choose to serve Krishna lifelong. But in general, our focus should be more on service than on ashram. If we have to focus on serving, and then whatever ashram we are in, we will go on studying. If we focus too much on ashram, then that itself consumes our mental energy too much. And then we are not able to do whatever services we can do also. So ultimately, decisions about ashram, they should be taken after being subordinated to decision of a service. If you are serving Krishna sincerely, then the Dham Buddhi Yogana Yama Upayantite. And Krishna will give us the intelligence about how best we can come back. So thank you very much.